Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rettenmund throws the ball into Bellinger, who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Otis scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Busby. Bumbrey moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Busby. Bumbrey scores. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins bunts in front of the plate. Healy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas catches it and throws to first to double up Coggins. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Bellinger moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins is walked intentionally. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Williams and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbrey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Healy moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Grich moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Grich scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Joe Horner now pitching. Paul Blair pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is walked intentionally. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bellinger scores. Blair moves to third. It's 6-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Coggins moves to second. It's 7-1, Orioles. Doug Bird now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive towards first. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Kirkpatrick trying to get to home. Blair throws the ball into Williams who tags Kirkpatrick who's trying to score from second, for the out. Piniella moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Blair reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.